Well, I just am so excited to welcome all of the callers that are dialing in today, and how appropriate to be dialing in on the Monday after Mother's Day. And we are just so excited and very honored to have such a special guest on our call. Dr. Doug Odom is an OBGYN from Jackson, Mississippi. And I don't know if your biggest accomplishment is your practice or your family, but he has a beautiful family also with five children, a beautiful wife, Walterine, and six grandchildren. And his, I'm sure that if you're on this call, you probably received what Dr. Odom's honors are, the scientific medical articles that he's written, and even a chapter in the nutrition and obstetrics textbook. Wow, that's amazing. Lectures all over the world, not just in our country, but internationally on nutrition in Japan, China, Ireland, Spain, Canada, Chicago. Oh my gosh, look at all these places that you have been. Can't wait for him to come to Hawaii and give us a lecture, and he just offered to do that this summer, so we're excited about that. And most of all, Dr. Odom is my friend. And he has done so much for me as far as an encourager. And I do have a son who is 39, or is he 38? Anyway, I wish Dr. Odom had been my doctor, because I know that I could have had a much healthier pregnancy. And that's what Dr. Odom is going to talk about tonight, is healthy pregnancies and the protocol. And he is very forward-thinking in what we can all do to embrace the future with whole food nutrition, and particularly Juice Plus. Dr. Odom, please share with us.
Oh, Pamela Sue, Maloha. Mahalo and aloha to you and everybody on the call. And thank you. Thank you for inviting me. And it's a pleasure. And you are one of my dear friends. And thank you for this invitation. I have so much to cover, and I know you told me I only had 3 hours, so I'm going to talk fast. But I want to go back to when I started looking at Juice Plus in 1998, because I had major questions, and I think that will weave into what I want to share with you tonight and why. One of the questions I had in 1998 was, is Juice Plus safe? And obviously for a pregnant mother or for a nursing mom or for a baby, I had to convince myself that it was safe, and this is 17 years ago now, so a lot has happened, and a lot has changed in my mindset. But when I realized all this is concentrated plant food, but it's so much more than that, because it's what we all require for health. And when I started, we only had fruits and vegetables. They added vineyard shortly after that. But the number one question was, is it safe? And then number two for me, is there bona fide scientific medical research? And in 1998, they really didn't have that. But I knew this company's heart, and I knew that the commitment was there. And for those of you that have been with our company for a while, you know that we now have 30-something studies, and I honestly don't even know how many to tell you, but I know that this company has spent an awful lot of money on research, and they're committed to spend a lot more in the future, and that's certainly what sets us apart. So that answered my second question. Do we have research? We did not, but we do now. Third question for me was, does Juice Plus offer enough protection? Because you have to look at what we have in these capsules, these plants. These plants are antioxidant machines. They are antioxidants that protect us from oxidation and from the oxidants that are formed whenever we're moving, whenever we're breathing, whenever we're living. We are producing these oxidants. They're also called free radicals. But we have to protect our bodies, and our bodies can make some of these antioxidants, but not nearly enough, and certainly not with the lifestyle that most of us want to live. So we need as much protection as we can get. So is there enough protection with Juice Plus? And I had to answer that question, but it took me months and years before I realized that two capsules of each may not be enough. So it's, in my mind, it's like eating another helping of spinach, eating another tomato, eating some more berries every single day, day after day after day, because we're using up these antioxidants. We're using them up to neutralize these free radicals. And in the process, then if we don't have a reserve, then we have to have more and more and more. And it's why we eat three meals a day. And it's why we should be eating these complex carbs that are known as Juice Plus. Another question I had early on was, does this company have the capability to keep up with the demand? Because I knew 16, 17 years ago that this was going to catch on, because everybody needs it. This isn't something just for boys or girls or pregnant mothers or grandmothers. It's for everybody. It's for every combustion machine that's called a body that's on the planet. And so I really was concerned about that. I really had to have some conversation with several people. It used to be called NSA. Our company is now called the Juice Plus Company, with the people in the corporate office about, could we keep up with the demand, because I saw it coming. And those of you that have been involved for some time have seen the change and have seen the numbers of people that are seeing value in this powdered produce that's in a capsule form or that's in a soft chew. And the company has convinced me that they're five steps ahead of my thinking, and they have backup plans in place for this demand that that has happened. And then another question I had was, because I was brand new to this and I didn't know anything about the company 15, 16, 17 years ago, and I had to ask myself, is this company lasting and stable? I'm going to be putting an awful lot of effort into this company and what this company is making and what they're marketing, and I want something that's going to be there in 20 years. And so just looking at our company, it started with environmental products, and it has very quickly turned into a nutritional focus, and that's all they do now. They don't have the water and air filtration that they had before. Their focus is nutrition, healthy nutrition, serving the world. How can we do this better? I was concerned at one point early on. Another question that I had was, what if this company sells to a large pharmaceutical or to a large food company? Where is that going to leave me with all the effort that I've put into this company? Is there a future here for me? And from, again, talking to the corporate representatives all the way right up to Jay Martin, they convinced me that this company is going nowhere. They have marketed their products just the way that we're doing it right now today. It's a person-to-person direct selling opportunity to impact other people's lives. And so those were questions that I had early on, and when I really felt comfortable that this was safe, then it became a no-brainer for me to share this with every patient that I saw, pregnant or not. And just a very quick biology 101 lesson. Free radicals, I hope most of you know what a free radical is, but by definition, it's an oxygen compound missing an electron. An antioxidant is an electron donor. So you can see how free radicals are dangerous and harmful, and they are related to every chronic disease. Too many free radicals. When you have too many free radicals, that's called oxidative stress. And so by consuming Juice Plus, what we're doing is we're reducing the damage, and we're reducing the inflammation, and we're reducing the negative changes that occur from too much of this oxygenation or these oxidants, these free radicals that over time destroy our bodies. And so think about it this way. Juice Plus is protection. Antioxidants is protection. It's anti-inflammation, and it's anti-aging. So if you want to live longer with a better quality, by all means, you want to consume more of these antioxidant-rich foods. So oxidative stress is an imbalance. So know this too, oxidative stress is the common denominator for all diseases, all chronic diseases. And if you can appreciate that during a pregnancy, there is an increased and an accelerated increase in oxidative damage as the pregnancy goes along. So if you're in 20 weeks as opposed to 10 weeks, 20 weeks you're going to have so much more oxidative damage. So it's imperative that you have better nutrition at that point in the pregnancy, or 30 weeks, or 40 weeks. A full-term pregnancy is 40 weeks. So protection is so critical during this time of rapid tissue acceleration. And that's what you're getting when you have a mother that's carrying a baby that's having this accelerated tissue growth. Compare that baby that's growing at this accelerated rate with any other person who has a cancer. That's accelerated tissue growth. There's no stopping it. At least with a pregnancy, for you moms, you know, after 9 months it stops. But it's the damage that's occurring all along, the potential damage, and so the diet is critical for reducing that damage that can occur because of this oxidative damage. So for years, when I started looking at medicine and going to medical school in the 60s, all we knew about antioxidants were vitamins. And so why not just vitamins? Well, because, well, even though prenatals are still the standard of care, there's only 13 vitamins and there are 20-something minerals that we can consume safely. And so we, the pharmaceutical companies, have found a way to put those together and call them prenatal vitamins. But that's at the most, that's 30 or 40 individual components that most of them that function as antioxidants. And they're helpful, but that's just a start. We need the entire array of antioxidants that are found in food. And about 14, 15 years ago, the antioxidants that are in Juice Plus were said to be somewhere in the range of 25,000 micronutrients as opposed to 30 or 40. So you can see how much more protection you get because you have the synergy of all of these antioxidants donating electrons, reducing damage, and certainly reducing pregnancy complications. So there's only one medical society today that even recommends a vitamin. And it's, of course, it's obstetrics because of folic acid. But when you eat the foods, you're getting folate, which is a more natural form. And when you take a vitamin, it's man-made, and there's only one isomer or one form. And a lot of these vitamins and a lot of these other antioxidants have multiple isomers or forms, and we need all of them. Vitamin E, for example, has 8 stereoisomers. When you take a prenatal, you're getting one, but when you're eating avocado, you're getting all of them. So let me move on to Biology 102, and that's comparing macronutrients to micronutrients. Macronutrients are proteins, fats, and carbs, and we need all of them. We need all of them in balance. In the standard American diet, what we have is we have far too many animal proteins, far too many omega-6 fats, and far too many simple carbohydrates. We need more plant-based proteins, more omega-3 fats, and more complex carbs. And so what does Juice Plus represent? Juice Plus represents complex carbohydrates without the calorie and without the sugar. So we also have Complete, which is a vegetarian protein option, and it's got 8 grams of fiber, 6 of that that's soluble, 2 that's insoluble, we have 13 grams of protein, and it's all vegetarian or vegetable protein. And we have a total of 120 calories when you mix it with water. And but it is a great opportunity to get an alkaline plant-based protein in your diet and help with the balance that we're missing. So proteins, fats, and carbs are all good for us, but we just need to get our balance back. So why fruits and vegetables? Because that's a major source of antioxidants, enzymes, and there are thousands of studies that say this. The more you eat, the lower your risk of every disease. And when you're pregnant, the more you can consume on a consistent basis, the lower your risk of having any pregnancy complication. So years ago, the government and medical officials and societies suggested that we eat a minimum of 5, and then that was raised to a minimum of 7. And today, experts say that we should be consuming a minimum of 10 servings of fruits and vegetables and berries every single day, a minimum. And when you're pregnant or when you're having an increased oxidative stress load, you need probably even more than that. Well, what if fruits and vegetables could be reduced to a capsule form, as well as having the calories removed, having balanced fiber, balanced micronutrients, vine-ripened produce, a patented process to maintain nutrient value and active enzymes at no risk, and one that would be contamination-free? Voila, that's what we have with Juice Plus. It's a way to fill in the gap between what your body requires for health and vitality and what we're not getting. So how does all this relate to pregnancy? Well, back before we even had the vineyard, just looking at my pregnant patients over a 4-year period, we were able to markedly reduce pregnancy complications of preterm labor, preeclampsia, which is also called toxemia, premature deliveries, called prematurity, neonatal intensive care nursery admissions, and respiratory distress syndrome in the newborns. And we were able to essentially eliminate those in our patient population when they would consume Juice Plus along with a healthy diet. I can't say Juice Plus would do that by itself, but it certainly fills in those gaps. So you've heard that let food be your medicine and let medicine be your food, and I think that was Hippocrates that said that well over 2,000 years ago. And I know you've heard Dr. Seuss that said, you are what you eat. And so tonight we're going to say, you are what your mama ate. So what do I mean by that? The latest research shows that what women do, and especially what they eat during their pregnancy, can have long-term health consequences for their children. And I have gone through the literature this week and have, these are just a few, but pregnant women who have above normal blood sugar levels but haven't been diagnosed as diabetes are twice as likely to have children who are overweight. Women that are overweight before they become pregnant are much more likely to have children. They're overweight before conception. They're much more likely to have children with elevated levels of body fat at age 9. Women who followed a modified Atkins diet, very low carbohydrates and very high animal protein, had children who, when they became middle age, had an increased risk of high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease. Studies have linked adult cardiovascular disease, stroke, diabetes, high blood pressure, and osteoporosis to low birth weight. So that's going in the other direction. These babies that are born extremely small have an increased risk of all these chronic diseases. The newest concerns are about overweight but poorly nourished women giving birth to oversized babies with too much body fat. These large babies become tomorrow's high blood pressure, diabetic, cardiovascular disease adults. So there are some studies that have looked at just isolated supplementation, and here's one. When iron supplementation was given to non-anemic pregnant women, these results were unexpected. It was an increase in pregnancy-related hypertension and small for gestational age birth. So these were women who were not anemic that were taking iron. There were two landmark studies that were done back in 2006, and they were 3 weeks apart. One was in The Lancet, the other one the New England Journal of Medicine. Both of these studies looked at different vitamin combinations and their effect on reducing the incidence of toxemia. And in both instances, it not only did not reduce preeclampsia, but it increased the rate of low birth weight babies. So the overriding message of all this that I'm sharing with you is that isolated, man-made, fragmented, often mega-dosed vitamins are not the healthy choice. The best choice is to consume a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, berries, seeds, beans, and nuts. And this applies to everyone, not just pregnant mothers. Achieving this balanced diet will give you the synergy of all these component parts working together. To just give you an indication of what will happen in the future for these mothers that do have preeclampsia, as a health indicator of future wellness, preeclamptic mothers, some studies are showing that 80% will develop adult hypertension within 10 years. So if you have preeclampsia or toxemia, it usually goes away after delivery, but within 10 years, become hypertensive. Gestational diabetes, the same thing. It goes away generally after delivery, but up to 80% will develop type 2 diabetes if they don't make some changes. Preterm delivery is associated with heart disease down the road, and any mother that has a pregnancy loss, she's at an increased risk of all chronic disease. So why is this? Why do we see these conditions? Because these mothers have an imbalance of antioxidant protection for the free radical damage that causes all these diseases. So if we can focus on just reducing oxidative stress, and the way to do that is to increase the consumption of fruits and vegetables, and certainly Juice Plus helps to correct that. So this is an opportunity to improve quality in your life and your health, as well as a responsibility for your health. But don't wait for a health crisis. Let's do something now. So I have some challenges for all of you. The first is, don't focus on what you should not eat, but rather what you should. And that should be more plant-based protein, and complete fills that bill for some of us, as well as complex carbohydrates, what to add. And so Juice Plus does that. Maintain an ideal weight. I would suggest that all of us try one new food a week for you and for your family. We have 33 weeks left in the year. Just think, by January 1st next year, each of you could try 33 new foods if you just picked out one new something every week. Try to eat 25 to 30% fewer calories. All of us eat far too many. The more calories we're consuming, the more free radicals we're producing, the more stress on our GI system, and all of this reduces our life expectancy. Eat as if you're pregnant. That's another suggestion for all of us, because pregnant women will have a tendency to do that. Pamela Sue asked me to talk about the protocol that we recommend in our practice and what we suggest if someone's pregnant for the first time and they have no previous medical issues, to start with two fruit, two vegetable, and two vineyard a day, and around the 20th week, which is halfway through the pregnancy, what we're doing, because there's more oxidative damage, we're asking them to increase to 3, and then at 30 weeks, which is 3/4 of the pregnancy, increase to 4, stay at 4 until and while they're nursing, and even up to 2 months after they stop nursing, because there's a loss of these antioxidants, and you want to keep your reserves as high as you can. Absolutely Complete is indicated, in my opinion, for pregnant women. It's a great source for fiber. It's a great source for an alkaline protein. And what we do at our house is we use a scoop and a half or 2 scoops per serving. So that's just a great way to get more balanced protein. But for those of you that know what essential amino acids are, and there are 8 essential amino acids, it means we can't make them, but our Juice Plus Complete has all of them. And so you have to get those essential amino acids from your diet. It's just like essential vitamins. There are 8 essential vitamins that we can't make. A lot of people don't know we can't make vitamin C. We have to rely on our diet to do that. So, anyway, Pam, I don't know how much time you wanted me to talk, or if you
I think you've covered everything that needs to be covered. The protocol. Could you just emphasize again the protocol for the pregnancy just one more time in case somebody's taking notes?
Sure. Thank you for asking me to do that, because if a mom has had a previous pregnancy where she had a problem, I would encourage her to start off at 4 and 4 and 4. And it would be even best if she could start taking the Juice Plus and the Vineyard even before conception. A lot of people know that, so it's 4 and 4 and 4 at least the last 1/4 of the pregnancy and throughout the entire pregnancy. If you've had any previous pregnancy problem or complication. If it's your first, you're having no problems, you're not taking medications to begin with, well then you could safely start with 2 of each. I would encourage Complete, if not every day, multiple times a week. Again, it's a great source of plant-based protein and other things, fiber, and it's a great mixture along with a healthy diet. So
what I'm hearing you say is that you recommend 2, 2, and 2 and Complete at least once a day or several times a week for a pregnancy without previous complications.
Correct.
But if there has been previous complications, then you recommend 4, 4, and 4.
That is correct. And the reason is just
and Complete daily also there?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. But just think about why are we doing this? Why are we taking a prenatal vitamin? Why are we trying to be a little bit healthier while we're a little bit more discerning about our nutritional intake while we're pregnant? Well, there are 2 ways to look at that. One is we don't want to put a lot of toxins in our body and bad chemicals, so try to avoid the artificial chemicals and foods and processed and all that. But on the other end of the spectrum, it's what to add. And if we can add more protection, well, then we're going to prevent more damage. We're going to reduce free radical damage by neutralizing it with these capsules, but also with our diet. And it's the only way. And if we're stressed and you don't realize it, but stress is an unbelievable pro-inflammatory predictor of your health. So it's also contributing to and developing these free radicals over and over and over. So stress, even though you might not admit it or you might not see it, we all have some degree of it. It's how we react to it. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to get an antioxidant reserve as high as you can get it. And we might go overboard a little bit, but at some point in the pregnancy, you're going to need every bit of that reserve. So you can't overdose this. It's so balanced and it's in such synergy that you have no risk or worry of taking too much. I want to emphasize that. So
that's
it's almost
good.
Like me saying you can't eat too much spinach, you can't eat too many tomatoes, you can't eat too much cabbage. It's because your body will absorb what it needs and will excrete what you don't. But so many of us aren't having problems of an overdose of trying to decide where we're going to store these antioxidants. Most of us have such a lack of them. So
I think one of the things that you said earlier was that as pregnancy goes along, oxidative stress increases, and there is a rapid tissue acceleration, so there is more nutrition. The more nutrition that you're adding, the less the more you're reducing the damage that leads to the oxidative stress and to the pregnancy. So in this case, more is better. I've heard Dr. Du Bois say often that in cases of oxidative stress, and of course in pregnancy it is an extreme oxidative stress, that to take as much as you can afford. Would you agree with that?
Totally. I would. In fact, people ask me how much I take, and I tell them that there are three reasons why. One is because I can afford it. Two, because it doesn't bother my GI system. For some people, this is raw food. This is fiber. And for some people, their diet is not ready for some of that, and it's a little bit of an insult that your body adjusts to very quickly within the days or weeks. And then the third reason is I've had a lifetime of oxidative damage by not getting nearly enough sleep and being active, and all these things add up. So I'm going to err on maybe having almost a little too much rather than not enough. And if I had cancer, I would be taking more than two. And if I were pregnant, I would be taking more than two because it has no risk. And the only downside that I see is what it costs. And I'm willing to spend the money.
Right. What about folic acid? I mean, is it possible to get too much folic acid? That's one of the questions that I'm getting.
Sure, it's possible, but that is highly, highly unusual. A lot of people ask me, well, how much folic acid is in Juice Plus? Well, there's no folic acid in Juice Plus because it's folate, and folic acid is a synthetic form. But if you equate it, folate and folic acid, it's right about 400 micrograms in Juice Plus. And when you add Vineyard, it's about another 380 or 90 micrograms. The company doesn't normally give this information out, and I'm only telling you that because it's right at 800 micrograms or 0.8 milligrams of folic acid or a folic acid equivalent that's in Juice Plus. And what we have in prenatal vitamins is 1 milligram or 1,000 micrograms in a prenatal vitamin. But we all know that what's in Juice Plus is going to be absorbed, it's going to be digested, absorbed, and utilized so much better than something that's going to be in a man-made capsule that's got other things in there for shelf life and all these other different things that we don't even absorb or use. So 800 micrograms of active folate in Juice Plus, and that's just doing two and two and two, that we're getting enough for it. And if you double that, you're still, that's only 1,600. And if you get a little bit in your diet, it will be well under the amount that you would be concerned about taking too much.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Dr. Odom, for the information and
sure.
For this wonderful talk. And go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. No.
I was just going to expand on the huge difference in food and in a man-made vitamin combination. That's not accepted by the body like food is. And so you can overdose these things if you took too much folic acid, just folic acid in a capsule. You could take too much of that. But because your body is not going to recognize what the body needs and then excrete nearly like it would with food. And so with food, because we've been doing this for thousands of years, when you've got enough folic acid, then your body will excrete what you don't need.
And in your opinion, as a doctor, do you recommend that yourself, that your patients take a prenatal with the Juice Plus, or just the Juice Plus by itself, or both, or could you explain a little bit about that?
Well, only because it is still, right now, the standard of care. And I'm not about to tell a mother, don't take a prenatal. I have had many people ask me this question. I hate taking them. I can't tolerate them. They cause this upset or this problem. Can I get by with just Juice Plus? And the answer is, you could, but I would not go before a large group and say, you don't take your prenatal vitamin. You see where I am. It's kind of a hot seat here. But the issue with folic acid and folate is that's to prevent a neural tube defect. And that's what the most common one is, a neural tube defect known as spina bifida. But the neural tube closes 26 days after conception occurs. So most mothers aren't even thinking about a prenatal till after they go to the doctor, after they've been diagnosed with their pregnancy. And at 26 days, only the most sophisticated, that's after conception, only the most sophisticated tests would years ago give you a positive test, so the mothers may not even know that they were pregnant. And so the critical time, that critical window, is before it closes. And you only have 4 weeks after conception. So the idea is everybody should be taking Juice Plus, consuming it, before they even try conception. And the government got involved in the late 90s, and so they mandated that folic acid be added to all grains, like breads and cereals. And we don't see nearly the neural tube defect problems that we did 15, 20 years ago.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. And that was all very, very helpful information. And we're not going to take up any more of your time. I know you have answered all of the questions that we had. And I do have some moms on the line with us tonight
that
are going to share.
Sue, I know I talked way too long.
No, you didn't. I promise you, every person is hanging on to every word you're saying. That is, I promise you. And so I have three moms that are going to quickly share their pregnancies. And Leslie, if you're on the line, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me all right?
Yes. If you could just really just tell us your experience. I know you've had two pregnancies before Juice Plus and after Juice Plus, and tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Leslie Tome from Michigan, you guys, just so you know. This is a mom, and she's also a fitness personal coach. Go ahead, Leslie.
Yeah, so with my first pregnancy, I have two daughters. My first pregnancy, I thought was very normal up until the end when I started to show signs of preeclampsia. I had very swollen lower extremities, and as a result of that, they decided to induce me at 38 and a half weeks. But fortunately, a few months before we tried to start conceiving with our second child, I was introduced to Juice Plus and started taking all three blends right away. So as a result, I felt so much healthier with my pregnancy. My body was craving fruits and vegetables, which was new to me, and it opened to my eyes what really a healthy pregnancy was, because with my first pregnancy, I was drinking pop every day and having to take Tylenol multiple times a week because I suffered from very frequent headaches. I had one almost every single day, and so although I was still very comfortable with my second pregnancy, we decided to induce it almost 42 weeks because I was, you know, just ready to be done. But it was still very healthy, and as far as labor, delivery, and recovery go, they were definitely a night and day difference, and we won't go into any detail there, but we'll just say that it was 40 hours with the first one and 4.5 with the second.
Oh, that's good.
That's great.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. And Rebecca Downing, I think, is on the line, too. Rebecca, can you share your before pregnancy and your second pregnancy experience?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yes. Rebecca is also a fitness coach. But you can just share a little bit about your background, Rebecca.
Sure. Yeah, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, and I have a background in exercise and health science and certified through the American College of Sports Medicine. So like Leslie and I both, we grew up, at least in college and beyond, being athletes and having that background. But still not totally grasping the importance of nutrition during pregnancy. I've had two pregnancies as well. And my first pregnancy was without Juice Plus. My second was with. My first one was 7 years ago, and the first indication that what I was eating mattered for my child was when my midwife told me that I should stop eating hot dogs because it was the only thing that I was craving. And she said something about nitrates being in hot dogs. And so that was the first time that I really thought about what I was eating affected my baby. And that's a weird thing. To say and think, but that was really truly the first time that I started really thinking about what I was putting in my body mattered. I knew a little bit, of course, but I didn't know the extent of it, and so I started doing a lot of research and got healthier through that pregnancy for sure, but at the end of that pregnancy, I ended up having to have an emergency cesarean, and it was just a very traumatic labor, and my son was 6 pounds, 10 ounces, and I had a very difficult recovery, obviously, from a cesarean. And fast forward almost 6 years from then, I now have an 8-month-old, and had been on Juice Plus for three and a half years before the second pregnancy, and felt, you know, very similar during the pregnancy. Probably have a lot more energy now that I think about it, you know, really think about the two pregnancies, a lot more energy this time around. The biggest thing for me was I wanted to have a natural birth. I really wanted to try for a vaginal delivery still, even after a cesarean, so I really went through the steps to make that happen and tried to just, you know, eat really, really healthy. I just felt great through my pregnancy. I did end up having I was able to do that. My second son was almost 2 pounds, about a pound and a half heavier. He was 8 pounds, 3 ounces. And even though I had a natural delivery with no medication, I had a little help with some forceps delivery, but my recovery has been great. I think I gained like 5 less pounds with my second pregnancy being quite a bit older. I'm in my mid-30s, and my recovery was so much better for my second pregnancy, and I immediately started drinking Complete, and I took at least four capsules of each every single day during my pregnancy, and then afterwards I sometimes took 8 a day just to really recover because I knew I had to, just that first few weeks afterwards. And I think it was when my son was 6 weeks old, I traveled to Orlando from Nashville and had a great trip and walked around a lot, and so my recovery was just awesome. So the two pregnancies were night and day, and just so thankful for the nutrition that I had with Juice Plus and will continue to have and for the rest of my life.
Wow. So these are stories that we hear continually over and over and over again, and Dr. Odom, I know you've heard these types of stories too, haven't you? A lot of them.
Every time I go anywhere, somebody has to share with me their special Juice Plus story. I love hearing them. So when y'all see me, please share with me what y'all are doing. But, yes, I hear them every time I travel, but I hear them right here too.
Amazing. Thank you so much, all of you, for participating.